Thanks.
Negotiations between the U.S. and the Taliban in Afghanistan continue despite a bombing attack by the Taliban in Kabul, which killed at least 40 people. Six security force members and 34 civilians are believed to have died in the attack, with 83 more people suffering wounds. We are going to find out more about the issues creating the conflict in Afghanistan. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Kenneth Katzman, expert on Afghanistan at the Congressional Research Service and a former analyst for the region at the CIA. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you.
What relationship do the negotiations have with the bombing? Why would somebody want to disrupt the talks?
Well, the Taliban have been continuing to attack all over the country despite the talks. There's really been no let-up. There was perhaps some experts expected that the Taliban might exercise some forbearance while the talks were going on, but that's not their strategy. They see continued attacks as actually strengthening their position at the bargaining table, so they've continued them.
Is there a concern of the United States sending a mixed message, wanting to negotiate at the same time dealing with an entity that is doing these sorts of things?
Yeah, I mean, that's been, out there as a criticism, as a contradiction. But, Mr. Trump clearly articulates that he wants to extricate the United States from this very, very long conflict. There has not been that much progress made on the battlefield in the past few years. In fact, there's been some backsliding. And the U.S. sees fit to negotiate, try to negotiate a decent exit. It's not the best of circumstances.
They're negotiating, the U.S. negotiating a troop withdrawal, or at the very least a drawdown. Give us an idea, just roughly, of the American forces in that country right now and how that compares to previous levels.
Well, it's lower. It's fluctuated. Mr. Obama had it down to about 8,000, I believe, at the low, but then in line with a new strategy by Mr. Trump's administration, it went up. So it's about 15,000 now, 15,000. It's certainly not nearly where the height of the involvement was, but it's not, Mr. Obama left with a roadmap toward almost total extrication. Mr. Trump has talked about total extrication, and it hasn't happened yet because the security situation remains too tenuous.
Do you have a sense, as somebody who's an expert on this particular topic, as to how this is going to play out?
Well, my suspicion is that there may be some sort of agreement. I think ultimately the Taliban will allow some U.S. troops to stay, to continue to fight terrorist groups, and there'll be enough troops to prevent a Taliban takeover entirely of the country, to prevent a complete loss, complete U.S. defeat there. It'll be enough, but it'll never get to the point where the U.S. can have zero in Afghanistan, because if the U.S. goes to zero, then I think the fear is that the government would be overrun by the Taliban.
Thanks so much. That's Kenneth Katzman, Congressional Research Service, former analyst at the CIA.